This is an excerpt from the Instrument Rating Airman Certification Standards, FAAS ACS 8, dated June 2016. This excerpt is specific to the airplane category, single engine land class. Airman certification standards consist of areas of operation arranged in a logical sequence, beginning with pre-flight preparation and ending with post-flight procedures. Each area includes tasks appropriate to that area. Each task begins with an objective stating what you should know, what you should consider, and/or what you should do. The standard then lists the aeronautical knowledge, risk management, and skill elements relevant to the specific task, along with the conditions and standards for acceptable performance. The first three letters of each task are presented in Morse code. Pilot qualifications. The objective of this task is to exhibit satisfactory knowledge, risk management, and skills associated with the requirements to act as pilot in command under instrument flight rules. Demonstrate your understanding of when an instrument rating is required, recent instrument flight experience requirements, when flights conducted under actual or simulated IMC can be logged for instrument currency, pilot logbook record-keeping requirements, and physiological factors that may affect your ability to fly under instrument conditions. Identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing distinguishing proficiency versus currency and setting personal minimums. Demonstrate your ability to act as pilot in command under IFR in a scenario provided by the evaluator. Weather information. Exhibit satisfactory knowledge, risk management, and skills associated with obtaining, understanding, and applying weather information for a flight under IFR. Demonstrate your understanding of current and forecast weather for departure, en route, and arrival. Know about weather system formation, including air masses and fronts, cloud types and hazards, turbulence, thunderstorms and microbursts, fog, types and hazards of icing to include frost, atmosphere and temperature, wind, moisture and precipitation, and en route weather resources. Identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing the limitations of aviation weather reports and forecasts, the limitations of in-flight aviation weather resources, identification of alternate airports along the intended route of flight and circumstances that would make diversion prudent, hazardous weather conditions that may affect the planned flight, and identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing known or forecast icing conditions. Demonstrate your ability to use available aviation weather resources to obtain an adequate weather briefing. Correlate weather information to determine if an alternate is required and ensure the selected alternate airport meets regulatory requirements. Correlate weather information to make a competent go-no-go decision and demonstrate your ability to obtain weather during flight. Cross-country flight planning. Exhibit satisfactory knowledge, risk management, and skills associated with planning an IFR cross-country flight and filing an IFR flight plan. Demonstrate your understanding of fuel planning, definitions of minimum or emergency fuel, conditions conducive to icing, wind shear, microbursts, and turbulence, symbology found on IFR en route and approach charts and diagrams, where to locate and how to apply preferred IFR routing, elements and operational requirements of an IFR flight plan, procedures for activating and closing an IFR flight plan in controlled and uncontrolled airspace, oxygen requirements, altitude and course requirements, pre-flight requirements, airspace, cloud clearance and visibility requirements, alternate airport selection, and demonstrate your understanding of global positioning system and receiver autonomous integrity monitoring capability if the aircraft is so equipped. Identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing IFR altitude selection, dynamic weather, inadvertent icing encounters, the limitations of ATC radar advisories, improper fuel planning, scenarios and circumstances associated with declaring minimum or emergency fuel, a route involving significant environmental influences, mountains or large bodies of water, human factors that may impact making an initial go-no-go decision and the decision to continue the flight based on an ongoing evaluation of the flight, and identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing flight in areas unsuitable for landing or below personal weather minimums. Demonstrate your ability to recalculate fuel reserves based on a scenario provided by the evaluator. Explain, create, and simulate filing an IFR flight plan for a route assigned by the evaluator using actual weather reports and forecasts, and conforming to the regulatory requirements for IFR within the airspace in which the flight will be conducted. Interpret departure and route and arrival and instrument approach procedures and charts. Select a suitable alternate. Calculate time en route and fuel, considering factors such as power settings, operating altitude, wind, reserve fuel requirements, and weight and balance requirements. Obtain and correctly interpret applicable NOTAM information, and demonstrate your ability to determine the calculated performance is within the aircraft's capability and operating limitations. Aircraft systems related to IFR operations. Exhibit satisfactory knowledge, risk management, and skills associated with anti-icing and de-icing systems. Demonstrate your understanding of the general operational characteristics and limitations of anti-icing and de-icing equipment. Identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing fuselage, wing, tailplane, propeller, carburetor and intake, fuel and pitot-static icing, anti-icing and de-icing equipment limitations, and considerations of pilot and systems for flight into known or unforecast icing conditions. Demonstrate your ability to simulate how to operate the anti-icing and de-icing equipment applicable to your aircraft. Aircraft flight instruments and navigation equipment. Exhibit satisfactory knowledge, risk management, and skills associated with managing instruments appropriate for an IFR flight. Demonstrate your understanding of the general operation of flight instruments, pitot-static system, gyroscopic or electric instruments, magnetic compass, transponder and altitude encoding, and vacuum systems. Demonstrate understanding of the general characteristics of navigation instruments, NAVAIDS, VOR, DME, RNAV, ILS and marker beacon receivers and indicators, and flight management systems, GPS, and RAIM capability. Demonstrate understanding of the general characteristics and common failure modes of autopilot systems, common failure modes of flight and navigation instruments, the difference between approved and non-approved navigation devices, the limitations of portable navigation devices for guidance or reference, and know about electronic flight instrument displays. Identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing failure to manage the automation management, the operation and interpretation of unfamiliar flight and navigation instruments, distractions created by programming advanced avionics, and the limitations of electronic flight bags. Demonstrate your ability to operate and manage installed instruments and navigation equipment. Instrument and equipment cockpit check. exhibit satisfactory knowledge, risk management, and skills associated with conducting a pre-flight check on the aircraft instruments necessary for an IFR flight. Demonstrate your understanding of the purpose of performing an instrument cockpit check and how to detect possible defects. The procedures and required documentation for flying with inoperative equipment. The limitations of flying with inoperative equipment. The requirement for having a current aviation database. The required equipment for IFR flight. And IFR airworthiness to include aircraft inspection requirements. Identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing inoperative equipment, programming avionics during aircraft movement, and outdated navigation publications or databases. Demonstrate your ability to perform an adequate pre-flight inspection of installed flight instruments, avionics, and navigation equipment by following the checklist appropriate to the aircraft and determine the aircraft is in condition for safe instrument flight. Determine if the aircraft is legal and safe to fly in the event of inoperative equipment. Properly document inoperative equipment as appropriate. Determine if databases are current. And aircraft movement pre-planning to avoid runway incursions. Compliance with air traffic control clearances. Exhibit satisfactory knowledge, risk management, and skills associated with ATC clearances and procedures. Demonstrate your understanding of the responsibilities associated with accepting an ATC clearance, the requirements to read back, pilot-in-command emergency authority, the methods to obtain an ATC clearance, terrain clearance requirements associated with departure procedures, lost communication procedures, the purpose of expect when received in a clearance, the procedures involved for the departure, en route, and arrival phases of flight, position reporting, and demonstrate your understanding of the purpose and use of clearance void times. Identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing failure to fully understand an ATC clearance, inappropriate, incomplete, or incorrect ATC clearances, ATC clearances inconsistent with aircraft performance and or navigation capability to comply, short clearance void times, airborne clearances, flying IFR in a non-radar environment, similar call signs and the risks of accepting another aircraft's ATC instructions, the use of outdated navigation publications and databases, and identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing collision, obstacle, and terrain avoidance. Demonstrate your ability to use and understand standard phraseology, correctly copy, read back, interpret, and comply with an ATC clearance, correctly set up communication frequencies, navigation systems, and transponder codes in compliance with the ATC clearance, establish two-way communication with the proper controlling agency in a timely manner and use standard phraseology, and maintain the appropriate airspeed within plus or minus 10 knots, headings within plus or minus 10 degrees, altitude within plus or minus 100 feet, and track a course, radial, or bearing within three-quarter scale deflection of the CDI on a procedure. Holding procedures. Exhibit satisfactory knowledge, risk management, and skills associated with holding procedures. Demonstrate your understanding of the purpose of holding, reporting criteria associated with holding patterns, recommended entry procedures and holding speeds, the reporting criteria associated with minimum and emergency fuel, applying wind corrections to the holding pattern, and using the autopilot if equipped for holding. Identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing fuel reserves if assigned an unanticipated expect further clearance time, scenarios and circumstances associated with declaring minimum or emergency fuel, scenarios that could lead to holding, deteriorating weather while in holding or at the destination, improper holding entry, improper wind correction while holding, failure to maintain the proper holding airspeed, and improper management of the navigation system or automation while holding. Demonstrate your ability to update fuel reserve calculations based on expected further clearance times, maintaining the airspeed within plus or minus 10 knots, altitude within plus or minus 100 feet, headings within plus or minus 10 degrees, and track a selected course, radial or bearing, within 3/4 scale deflection of the CDI. The use of appropriate navigation displays as supplementary devices to maintain prescribed ground track. The use of proper wind correction procedures to maintain the desired pattern and to arrive over the fix as close as possible to a specified time. Compliance with restrictions, if applicable, associated with the holding pattern. The setting of appropriate power for fuel conservation, changes to the holding airspeed appropriate for the holding altitude or aircraft when 3 minutes or less from but prior to arriving at the holding fix, explaining and using an entry procedure that ensures the aircraft remains within the holding pattern airspace for a standard, non-standard, published, or non-published holding pattern, the recognition of arrival time over the holding fix and the initiation of a prompt entry into the holding pattern, compliance with ATC reporting requirements, and the use of proper timing criteria where applicable as required by altitude or ATC instructions, and compliance with pattern leg lengths when a leg length is specified. Instrument flight. Exhibit satisfactory knowledge, risk management, and skills associated with performing basic instrument flight maneuvers. Demonstrate your understanding of the concepts of instrument flight references related to attitude instrument flying during straight and level, climbs, turns, and descents. For example, pitch instruments, bank instruments, and power instruments. Spatial disorientation and optical illusions. Normal and abnormal instrument indications, and normal and abnormal instrument operations. Identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing situations that can degrade your instrument cross-check, distractions created by passengers, psychological factors that can degrade your instrument cross-check, failure to recognize an abnormal instrument indication, and flying with unfamiliar flight display systems. Demonstrate your ability to maintain altitude within plus or minus 100 feet during level flight, headings within plus or minus 10 degrees, airspeed within plus or minus 10 knots, and bank angles within plus or minus 5 degrees during turns, and use proper instrument cross-check and interpretation and apply the appropriate pitch, bank, power, and trim corrections when applicable. Recovery from unusual flight attitudes. Exhibit satisfactory knowledge, risk management, and skills associated with recovering from unusual flight attitudes. Demonstrate your understanding of physiological factors that can lead to or hinder recovery from an unusual attitude, systems and equipment failures that could lead to an unusual attitude, environmental factors that can lead to an unusual attitude, and the recovery procedures to restore the aircraft to a normal flight attitude. Identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing situations that could lead to loss of control, unusual flight attitudes which can result from stress, high workload, task saturation and distractions, startle response during unexpected events, failure to recognize an unusual flight attitude, failure to follow the proper recovery procedure, and exceeding an operating limitation or operating outside the normal flight envelope. Demonstrate your ability to recognize confirm, and recover from unusual attitudes, nose high and nose low, low or high speed, and apply proper instrument cross-check and interpretation, and apply the appropriate pitch, bank, and power corrections in the correct sequence to return the aircraft to a stabilized level flight attitude. Intercepting and tracking navigational systems and DME arcs. Exhibit satisfactory knowledge, risk management, and skills associated with intercepting and tracking navigation aids and DME arcs. Demonstrate your understanding of the procedures for intercepting and tracking courses and DME arcs. Course guidance indicators to include horizontal situation indicator and the indications of navigation system failures. Identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing the failure to perform proper course intercepts and tracking, the use of secondary display information to intercept and track courses, a navigation system failure, and identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing failure to manage the navigation automation. Demonstrate your ability to tune and correctly identify the navigation facility, set and correctly orient the course to be intercepted, intercept the specified course at a predetermined angle, inbound or outbound from a navigational facility or waypoint, maintain airspeed within plus or minus 10 knots, altitude within plus or minus 100 feet, and selected headings within plus or minus 5 degrees, apply proper correction to maintain a course, allowing no more than 3/4 scale deflection of the CDI, determine the aircraft position relative to the navigational facility or waypoint. Intercept an arc and maintain that arc within plus or minus 1 nautical mile. Recognize a navigational receiver or facility failure and, when required, report the failure to ATC. Use an MFD or other graphical navigation displays, if installed, to monitor position, track wind drift, and other parameters to intercept and maintain the desired flight path, and properly program the autopilot, if installed, to intercept courses. Note, the evaluator may discard reference to specific navigational equipment if the aircraft is not equipped with those systems. Departure, en route, and arrival operations. Exhibit satisfactory knowledge, risk management, and skills associated with IFR departure, en route, and arrival operations. Demonstrate your understanding of departure procedures, ATC services available to pilots, pilot controller roles and responsibilities, instrument altitudes, airport lighting, signs, and markings, standard terminal arrival procedures, communication during departure, en route, and arrival, instrument approach terms and abbreviations, and instrument approach procedures. Identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing icing conditions, airframe, avoidance, exit strategy, static system, and aerodynamic effects of airframe ice accumulation on performance and aircraft stability, failure to use see and avoid techniques when appropriate, traffic avoidance equipment uses and limitations, failure to use appropriate charts and databases, terrain along the flight path, and identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing failure to communicate with ATC or follow published procedures. Demonstrate your ability to recognize changes to CDI scales and sensitivity. Monitor ATC and use proper responses. Comply with published instrument approach procedures, departure procedures, and standard terminal arrival routes, including any chart notes. Use a VFR on top clearance when issued. Maintain an appropriate heading, climb, and descent. Use navigation systems and facilities for assistance as appropriate for IFR flight. Maintain airspeed within plus or minus 10 knots, altitude within plus or minus 100 feet, and selected headings within plus or minus 5 degrees, and apply proper correction to maintain a course allowing no more than 3/4 scale deflection of the CDI. Non-precision approach. Exhibit satisfactory knowledge, risk management, and skills associated with performing non-precision approach procedures. Demonstrate your understanding of procedures and limitations associated with a non-precision approach, such as the difference between localizer performance and lateral navigation approach guidance, and navigation system enunciations expected during GPS-based approaches. Identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing failure to follow prescribed procedures, excessive descent rates, deteriorating weather conditions on approach, an unstable approach, failure to ensure proper aircraft configuration during an approach and missed approach, descending below the minimum descent altitude without proper visual references, and identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing failure to manage the aircraft automation. Demonstrate your ability to select and comply with the appropriate instrument approach procedure to be performed. Establish two-way communications with ATC as appropriate to the phase of flight or approach segment, and use proper communication phraseology. Select, tune, identify, and confirm operational status of navigation equipment to be used for the approach procedure. Comply with all clearances issued by ATC or the evaluator. Recognize if any in-flight instrumentation is inaccurate or inoperative, and take appropriate action. Advise ATC or the evaluator anytime the aircraft is unable to comply with a clearance. Establish the appropriate aircraft configuration and airspeed, considering turbulence and wind shear, and complete the aircraft checklist items appropriate to the phase of flight. Maintain prior to beginning the final approach segment altitude within plus or minus 100 feet, heading within plus or minus 10 degrees, and allow less than 3/4 scale deflection of the CDI, and maintain airspeed within plus or minus 10 knots. Apply the necessary adjustments to the published MDA and visibility criteria for the aircraft approach category when required, such as notices to airmen, inoperative aircraft and ground navigation equipment, inoperative visual aids associated with the landing environment, and National Weather Service reporting factors and criteria. Establish a stabilized approach profile with a rate of descent and track that will ensure arrival at the MDA prior to reaching the missed approach point. Maintain while on the final approach segment no more than a 3/4 scale deflection of the CDI, and maintain airspeed within plus or minus 10 knots of desired value. Maintain the MDA when reached within plus 100 feet, minus 0 feet to the missed approach point. Execute the missed approach procedure when the required visual references for the intended runway are not distinctly visible and identifiable at the missed approach point. Execute a normal landing from a straight-in or circling approach. Use an MFD or other graphical navigation displays, if installed, to monitor position, track, wind drift, and other parameters to maintain desired flight path, and confirm appropriate enunciations during a GPS-based approach. Precision approach. Exhibit satisfactory knowledge, risk management, and skills associated with performing precision approach procedures. Demonstrate your understanding of the procedures and limitations associated with precision approaches, the proper missed approach procedure associated with an FMS, the descent rates needed to follow the vertical guidance, and how inoperative components can affect approach minimums. Identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing failure to follow prescribed procedures, descending below the decision altitude or decision height without proper visual references, failure to ensure proper aircraft configuration during an approach and missed approach, deteriorating weather conditions on approach, an unstable approach, and demonstrate the ability to identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing failure to manage aircraft automation. Demonstrate your ability to establish two-way communications with ATC using proper communications phraseology as required for the phase of flight or approach segment. Comply in a timely manner with all clearances, instructions, and procedures. Advise ATC or the evaluator anytime the aircraft is unable to comply with a clearance. Establish the appropriate aircraft configuration and airspeed, considering turbulence and wind shear, and complete the aircraft checklist items appropriate to the phase of flight. Prior to beginning the final approach segment, maintain desired altitude, plus or minus 100 feet, the desired airspeed within plus or minus 10 knots, the desired heading within plus or minus 10 degrees, and accurately track radials, courses, and bearings. Select, tune, identify, and monitor the operational status of ground and airplane navigation equipment used for the approach. Apply necessary adjustments to the published decision altitude or decision height and visibility criteria for the airplane approach category when required, such as NOTAMs, inoperative airplane and ground navigation equipment, inoperative visual aids associated with the landing environment, National Weather System reporting factors and criteria. Establish a predetermined rate of descent and point where the electronic glide slope begins, which approximates that required for the aircraft to follow the glide slope. Maintain a stabilized final approach from the final approach fix to the decision height or decision altitude, allowing no more than 3/4 scale deflection of either the glide slope or localizer indications, and maintain the desired airspeed within plus or minus 10 knots. Initiate the missed approach procedure at the decision altitude or decision height when the required visual references for the runway are not unmistakably visible and identifiable. Transition to a normal landing approach only when the aircraft is in a position from which the descent to a landing on the runway can be made at a normal rate of descent using normal maneuvering. Maintain the localizer and glide slope within 3/4 scale deflection of the indicators during the visual descent from the decision altitude or decision height to a point over the runway where the glide slope must be abandoned to accomplish a normal landing, and use an MFD or other graphical navigation displays if installed as appropriate to monitor position, track wind drift, and other parameters to maintain the desired flight path. Missed approach. Exhibit satisfactory knowledge, risk management, and skills associated with performing a missed approach procedure. Demonstrate your understanding of procedures and limitations associated with missed approach procedures, missed approach procedures associated with an FMS if equipped, and proper autopilot management associated with missed approach procedures. Identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing failure to follow prescribed procedures, holding, diverting, or electing to fly the approach again, failure to ensure proper aircraft configuration during an approach and missed approach, executing a missed approach procedure before the missed approach point and the consequences, and identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing failure to manage the aircraft automation. Demonstrate your ability to initiate the missed approach promptly by applying power, establishing a climb attitude, and reducing drag in accordance with the aircraft manufacturer's recommendations. Report to ATC upon beginning the missed approach procedure. Comply with a published or alternate missed approach procedure. Advise ATC or the evaluator anytime the aircraft is unable to comply with a clearance, restriction, or climb gradient. Follow the recommended checklist items appropriate to the missed approach or go-around procedure. Request, if appropriate, ATC clearance to the alternate airport, clearance limit, or as directed by the evaluator. Maintain the recommended airspeed within plus or minus 10 knots, heading, course, or bearing within plus or minus 10 degrees, and the altitudes within plus or minus 100 feet during the missed approach procedure, and use an MFD or other graphical navigation displays, if installed, to monitor position and track to help navigate the missed approach. Circling approach. Exhibit satisfactory knowledge, risk management, and skills associated with performing a circling approach procedure. Demonstrate your understanding of procedures and limitations associated with circling approaches and approach categories and relevant airspeed limitations. Identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing failure to follow prescribed circling approach procedures, executing a circling approach at night, losing sight of the runway during a circling approach, performing a circling approach in marginal visibility, failure to manage the aircraft automation, failure to maintain an appropriate airspeed while circling, low-altitude maneuvering, and identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing executing a missed approach after the missed approach point while circling. Demonstrate your ability to select and comply with the circling approach procedure, considering turbulence and wind shear, and considering the maneuvering capabilities of your aircraft. Confirm the direction of traffic and adhere to all restrictions and instructions issued by ATC and the evaluator. Not circle beyond visibility requirement and maintain the appropriate circling altitude until in a position from which a descent to a normal landing can be made. And maneuver the aircraft after reaching the MDA on a flight path that will permit a normal landing on a runway. Maintain altitude plus 100 feet minus 0 feet until a descent to a normal landing can be made. The runway selected must be such that it requires at least a 90-degree change of direction from the final approach course to align the aircraft for landing. Landing from an instrument approach. Exhibit satisfactory knowledge, risk management, and skills associated with performing the procedure for a landing from an instrument approach. Demonstrate your understanding of procedures and limitations associated with landing from an instrument approach, the purpose of a stabilized approach, regulatory requirements for landing from an instrument approach, approach lighting systems, land and hold short operations, or option to refuse a land and hold short operations clearance, airport signs, markings and lighting, and approach and landing hazards. Identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing attempting to land from an unstable approach, flying below the glide path, runway incursion after landing, or the transition from instrument to visual references for landing. Demonstrate your ability to transition at the decision altitude, decision height, minimum descent altitude, or visual descent point to a visual flight condition, allowing for safe visual maneuvering and a normal landing. Adhere to all ATC or evaluator advisories, such as NOTAMs, wind shear, wake turbulence, runway surface, braking conditions, and other operational considerations. Complete the appropriate checklist items for the pre-landing and landing phase, and maintain positive aircraft control throughout the complete landing maneuver. Loss of communications. Exhibit satisfactory knowledge, risk management, and skills associated with loss of communications. Demonstrate your understanding of procedures for lost communications during various phases of flight. The criteria for beginning an approach procedure at the destination with lost communications. When to deviate from an IFR clearance with lost communications. And techniques for reestablishing communications. Identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing failure to manage the aircraft navigation systems and automation, possible reasons for loss of communication, failure to follow procedures for lost communications, and identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing deviating from an IFR clearance. Demonstrate your ability to recognize a loss of communication, accomplish actions to reestablish communication, continue to the destination according to the flight plan, or deviate from the flight plan when appropriate, and beginning the approach at the appropriate time. Approach with loss of primary flight instrument indicators. Exhibit satisfactory knowledge, risk management, and skills associated with performing an approach with the loss of primary flight control instruments. Demonstrate your understanding of common failure modes of vacuum and electric attitude instruments, and the recognition and confirmation of likely malfunctions and how to correct or minimize the effect of their loss. Identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing use of secondary flight displays when primary displays have failed, failure to maintain situational awareness, failure to follow prescribed procedures, excessive descent rates, deteriorating weather conditions on approach, an unstable approach, failure to ensure proper aircraft configuration during an approach and missed approach, descending below the MDA without proper visual references, and identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing failure to manage the aircraft automation. Demonstrate your ability to advise ATC or the evaluator if unable to comply with a clearance, and complete a non-precision instrument approach without the use of the primary flight instruments using the skill elements of the non-precision approach task. Checking instruments and equipment. Exhibit satisfactory knowledge, risk management, and skills associated with checking flight instruments and equipment during post-flight. Demonstrate your understanding of documenting equipment malfunctions and aircraft accident or incident reporting. Identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing failure to perform a post-flight inspection, and failure to properly document aircraft discrepancies. Demonstrate your ability to check all flight equipment for proper operation and to note all equipment and/or aircraft malfunctions and make appropriate documentation of the improper operation or failure of such equipment. This is the conclusion of the excerpt from FAAS ACS 8 Airman Certification Standards for the Airplane Category Single Engine Land Class. Thank you for listening.